Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him.
Welcome. We're so happy to have you with us this evening.
And we are excited about tonight's subject. I'm just going to give you a little briefing before we get into details. I don't know, sis, do you want to just kind of give them a little briefing, a summary of what tonight, what they can expect from tonight, so that if this is something that they know is going to be powerful, which we already know is going to be powerful because we've already claimed it, and we know that our help comes from the Lord. We know that the information we get is what's poured into us. So give them a little summary, because I want to give our sisters a chance. This is not just for you. This is for, if you know any one of your girlfriends, your sisters, your nieces, whoever, that is going through some stuff, tired of going through some stuff, and every time you turn around, they're calling you. They're calling you to be encouraged. And then when you don't answer the phone, they mad at you because you didn't answer the phone to encourage them. This show is for them. So I'm just going to let my sis just give you guys a little summary on it, and then we're going to go into it.
Well, I definitely would like to share the background behind this subject. Disclaimer first is that I am not to the best of health at the moment, but as we know, we want to teach everybody to press through, and we want to teach ourselves to press through also. So that's why you hear me pressing through to get this show done. I know that it's going to be an anointed show, just as Coach D mentioned earlier. It definitely is going to be an anointed show. It's going to be able to help so many people through breakthroughs. The reason why we're doing this show, and we let you guys know at the beginning, actually at the end of last month, that April was going to be a powerful month. God is just really doing something with this show. And I'm so thankful that to be a part of it, and that he keeps downloading so many different ideas to us. But this show, and it is about encouraging yourself and making sure that you stay encouraged. There's so many of us who go through things, and it's so hard to stay encouraged. you know, we have this tendency to think that when we are discouraged or depressed, I am going to use that word depressed because a lot of us are so afraid of using that word. When we're discouraged or when we're depressed, we don't want to tell anybody. We don't want to say anything to anybody. We want to stick to ourselves or stay to ourselves. We want to hide it. And we don't know how to come out of that dark place sometimes, and we don't know how to come out of that dark area sometimes. And sometimes we may know how to come out of it, but we're struggling so much, it's so hard to come out of it, or it's taking us too long to come out of it. Some of us, we've been there for so long, and it's time for your breakthrough. It's time for you to walk into a new level in life, in purpose. And we are going to, with tonight's show, help you to get there. We're going to give you some tools. We're going to give you some solutions on how to make that first step and come away from that place. And so definitely we want you to just open up your hearts this evening, open up your spirits this evening. We want you to contact anybody that you know who's been depressed or who's just going through some life challenges. And I hope you guys hear the passion in my voice as I'm talking about tonight's show, and the subject for tonight's show is I'm passionate about it because God is passionate about his people. And I have to say that there might be people who are listening online and you just tuned in because you want to come out of being depressed and you may not want to hear anything about God, but I'm here to tell you that God is passionate about you. He's passionate about you coming away from that depressed state. He's passionate about you having hope and courage and faith and trust and endurance in your life. He's passionate about you, and that is why we're doing tonight's show. And, you know, I definitely want to open up with a prayer this evening as we go into tonight's show. And what God is laying on my heart is that as the word goes forth this evening, we're praying, Coach D and I are praying that the word and the message that goes forth fills you with encouragement, it fills you with hope, peace, strength, joy, trust, and faith to endure whatever challenges that you're having or that you will have in life. We're praying for your strength. We're praying for your peace of mind. We're praying for covering over you, over your family, over the things that you go about in your day, work, relationships. We're praying for your finances. We're praying for everything that is before you. We're praying that God just covers you, he touches you, and he keeps you in his mercy, in his grace, and in his peace. And we pray that your hearts will be touched this evening, your minds will be touched this evening as you go away from this evening's show, that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit and that you will be filled with a new hope that surpasses all of your understanding. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! There is such an anointing that's flowing on tonight. I am excited. I want to get us started, if I may. I really want to get us started on when my sis came up with tonight's topic and she presented it to me. As we often do, you know, we share and come up with ideas, and we also listen from our studio audience about, you know, what is it that you want to hear? What is it that we could talk about that matters? We don't want to just be tackling hands. And what do I mean by tackling hands? You know, tackling hands, we don't want to just sit up in the kitchen drinking coffee on a Saturday morning gossiping. You know, we want to bring topic matters that really matter to women. Things that you're going through or you've been through. We want things that's going to be healing and just encouraging for you. And so when she brought up the topic about encouraging yourself, I thought, so I had to taste on that a few days. And as I began to taste on it, the word that came to me was steal away. You know, being able to just steal away, be still, and just get into that, you and God. And so the scripture that came to mind was Psalms 46, which we all know this scripture because it says, "Be still and know that I am God." Well, anybody that knows me knows that I'm a word studier. So you give me one scripture, I can't just go by one scripture. But I want to know what all happened before that scripture, sometimes what happened after that scripture. So I said, well, you know what? If that scripture 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God," what does the scriptures before them say? So I'm going to take some time, and I'm going to read this, because everything that we discuss tonight, everything that we talk about tonight, everything that's going to flow is coming out of this scripture, little did we know. So, again, the scripture is Psalms. It's the 46th chapter, and I'm going to start with verse 1, and I'm going to read through to 10. So if wherever you are right now, if you would just be still and close your eyes, cut up your volume so you can hear what's being said, and just be still for a moment and just allow the very presence of God to enter in right now through his words, because we know or we believe, and if you don't believe, that's okay. Still, just be still. And if you could go to yoga and meditate, just be still and do what it is that you do in that moment when you're being still and you're connecting with your Creator. And so the scripture is this: God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where Most High dwells. God is with her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. Earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolation he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease at the ends of the earth. He breaks and bows and shatters the spears. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." When I read that, everything that we're talking about and going to talk about tonight, that scripture spoke it. I mean, it really spoke it, because even though when it was talking about the rivers and the streams and the mountains quaking and the foam and stuff falling apart, what I thought about is our lives sometimes, women. Our lives is like this. It's like this scripture, you know, Psalms 46, 1 through 10. Because all hell could be breaking out around us. Our kids not acting right. The husband don't understand, or we don't have a husband, so we're doing it by ourselves. The bills is piling up. We're going to work, and we're working long hours. And oftentimes we're going to work, and we got to deal with all the stuff that goes on at work. Then we got to come home, and we got to cook, and we got to help with homework. And we got to, you know, talk to grown people that may be our kids in our home that don't want to help. You know, we come home to a messy house, and we think it's supposed to be cleaned. And then we deal with that. That's some basic stuff. And then we deal with other things, because some of us is dealing with health issues. Some of us is dealing with the loss of income. Some of us are dealing with backbiting and backstabbing and betrayal and all this stuff that we as women have to deal with. And so we get to a place where we're discouraged, and we're broken, and we're depressed, and we're trying to figure out. You know, sometimes we pick up the phone and we call a girlfriend we need to talk to, and either that girlfriend is busy and she's going through her own stuff and she don't even pick up her phone, or the other thing is that she pick up her phone and she's saying all the wrong words. She's saying all the stuff because she loves you, and she wants you to feel good. But she's saying all the wrong things to encourage you. She's saying all the wrong things to make you feel like it's going to be okay. Because she might be saying stuff like, "I told you to get him out your house. I told you not to let your kids do this. I told you, girl, don't work that." So you're getting all these "I told you." And so how do you get to a place that picking up the phone is not your first response? And we all do that. How do you get to a place during those times where picking up the phone is not your first response, but that you begin to learn how to steal away? Bill.
Yeah, I love that you talked about that, because, you know, sometimes even there's some of us, because I know I can get like that sometimes, who will not pick up the phone. I actually entreat and go into my mind, and I start having all these thoughts, and I start having all these scenarios play out in my brain, and, you know, I can begin to worry myself to death, and I'm going to use that word, and I'm going to tell you why I'm using that word. I can begin to worry myself to death with all of the challenges that I'm going through, because I'm not encouraged. I become more and more discouraged. I become more and more distressed. I become more and more depressed. And, you know, like I said, I'm doing anything, everything in and of myself. And so I'm an introvert. There might be other people out there who are like me who are introverted, and so when we have issues, a lot of times we don't want to say that we're having issues. We don't want to go to anybody and let them know that we're having issues. Like I said earlier, sometimes when we're going through stuff, we can feel like other people might have the impression that we're weak. You know, we don't want other people to think that we're weak, or we don't want to think in and of ourselves that we're weak. Oh, I'm too strong for this. I'm too blessed for this. I'm too blessed to be stressed. And, you know, we throw that term around loosely. I'm too blessed to be stressed, and then walk in stress and pray for being blessed. But if you are really too blessed to be stressed, then you're not, then you're walking in your blessings, not in your stress. And so, again, I'm glad you said that, Coach D, because what came to my mind is that when we are discouraged, well, that means we need something to build ourselves up. And if it's just us trying to build ourselves up in and of ourselves, if we're lacking strength, then how do we get that strength to build ourselves up? That means we have to, like you said, tap into a higher power, something higher than something that's greater, something that's stronger than ourselves, to come in and fill ourselves up so that we can become stronger, so that we can become encouraged. And later on in the show, I'm going to bring that out even more. I have definitions, just like Coach D. We love word searches, and we love to get the meanings of the words, so that when you walk away, you're really walking away with real tools, really able to put in place these solutions that we're giving you. But indeed, if we are, if and when we're going through, because it's really not a matter about if, it's when you go through. Because as long as you're alive, as long as you're able to breathe breath into your body, you will go through. Jesus Christ himself went through. And Jesus yeah. Christ, even he prayed for God to encourage him when he was distressed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was praying, Lord, you know, if I don't have to go through this, then, please let me not go through it, but if it's your will, God, if it's your will, then so be it. And I'm paraphrasing, but if Jesus Christ went through that, do not think yourselves weak because you're going through it. Know that you have a higher power, and you have a Father who wants to encourage you and infill you. Just like he did Jesus Christ, he wants to do the same for you. And it's up to us to tap into that power. Like I said, we cannot do it in and of ourselves. We can't go into our own thoughts and our own brains and our own minds when we're the ones who are feeling weak. It's not that you have to turn to your sister, but God gave you the Holy Spirit that is inside of you, that is your key connection for conversating with God and him downloading into you to be more empowered. And, you know, I want people to really hear what I'm saying, because, you know, we can say, okay, God gave us the Holy Spirit, and we walk around as Christians, and I'm using that term as the understanding of the way the world knows, but I'm going to use the term believers, because when you start believing the power of the Word of God, that's when your life is going to change. You can confess it, but do you walk it and do you believe it? And that's what's going to bring power to that, those words that you're confessing. And so you do have to tap into something that's higher than yourself, bring that power and that authority to change the situation that you're in. Because I can guarantee you something, sisters. I can guarantee you something, those of you who are listening, because you might not all be sisters, is that as you've been going through day to day, whatever it is that you've been going through, and as you've been going through by yourself, you haven't been able to get yourself out of it. You haven't been able to get yourself out of it. So if I haven't said anything that's true on this show, I've definitely said that. So if you haven't been able to do it, why not try? Why not see? Give God an opportunity. What does it hurt to give God an opportunity? If you can't do it, what does it hurt to see if he can?
Amen. Amen. That's that is good. Why, you know, why don't we? Why is it that our first response is always external? And I'm saying why, because there's a reason why. And I believe that there's a reason why. But our first response is always external. We're always looking for the things externally to comfort internally. So why do we do that? You know, if the thing, the hurt, the pain, whatever we're going through, I mean, even though it was external things that even in most cases caused pain and this hurt, why is it that we reach out externally to heal
was
internally?
Definitely, you know, just like we just talked about, because we're looking for a power that we don't have at the moment. And we're always going to people that we either think may have the power or can give us some power. And sometimes we know we're going to the wrong person in the first place. Sometimes we're going to that person that everything they do is a mess. And we're calling them, and we're trying to talk to them, and we're just getting more mess, like you said, Coach D. We're just getting more mess. And so, like you just mentioned, then get empowered. How do we become empowered?
Yes. I'm sorry, Kish. You went out. You went out a little bit. So I think that you might have to repeat that. I'm uncertain of other callers, but you did kind of go out there for a moment, so I don't think we heard your last sentence.
Oh, I was saying that how do we then encourage ourselves? You know, we've been talking about how when we're going through stuff, we do go to other people. I mean, we do go outside of ourselves looking for encouragement. And I brought up a story from the Bible, or a person from the Bible who is David, when it says, you know, he was distressed. He had King Solomon. This was before he was king. He had King Solomon coming after King Solomon. I'm sorry, King Samuel coming after him, searching to take his life. And when we're going through problems and issues, doesn't it seem like we're losing life? And that's one of the reasons why I said we worry ourselves to death, because when we're worried, we are losing we're losing that life power. We're losing our hope. We're losing our endurance. We're losing those things that bring life, and we're exercising those things that bring death. And so when we're going through challenges in life, it seems like it's coming to take our life, when it steals our hope. It steals the life that's inside of you. It steals the life that's inside of you. And so, you know, David was being pursued. David was being sought after, and he was so grieved, and nobody could encourage him. And he had to go, and he had to encourage himself, and he encouraged himself in the one thing that he knew could give him power, could give him encouragement, and that was God. That was God. And he encouraged himself so much in God, he was able to ask God for direction. We go and ask our friends, do you think I should stay with so-and-so? Because, you know, he's been really mistreating me. Do you think I should stay in the relationship? Or do you think I should stay at my job? I want to make more money, and it's just not enough. Every time I turn around, I'm borrowing money every month, and it seems like I can't get past borrowing. I owe everybody. Do you think I should start this new business? We're going in, we're asking all of our friends, and we're asking them to direct our life. And if they could direct our life, they would probably be directing everybody's life. And it's not to say that God doesn't give people a word for you, but make sure they're getting their word that's for you from God.
Amen.
The better you get, you go to God and get it.
That's good right there, because we do go to other people expecting to hear this powerful word. I mean, I know I can think of times, and I know people that do this. They will rush all over town going to trying to get to a conference because a certain person, not because God's going to be there, not because God's going to show up, but because a certain person is going to be at this conference ministering, and they're running because they're so thirsty for a word. And when you think about it, said that we running all over town, and it's okay to go somewhere to support people. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that will spend their last to get to a conference, to get to somewhere, and pay hundreds of dollars because a certain personality is going to be their ministering. A certain prophet is going to be there prophesizing. A certain this is going to be there. And they're going to get a word. They're going to hear from God. That's what they say. I'm going to hear from God. But God is within you. And the word of God tells us that God is within us.
Yeah.
So if God is within us, then why are we spending so much time outside of us, ourselves, outside of ourselves, speaking this word, this revelation, this encouragement, this inspiration, this push outside when God is inside of us? He lives. His kingdom comes. And so we have to seek inside. We have to go in to get what we could, because everything we, you know, my revelation today, everything we need is within us. In Genesis, the first chapter, God said and there was. God spoke a word. He said it was good and it was. And he, at every point of legitimate need, God created what was needed. I'm going to repeat that. At every point of legitimate need, God created what was needed. Adam was going, I mean, everything was created for Adam. Food, water, a woman, a helpmeet, a companion. Everything of legitimate need. So that even tells us that that's a legitimate need. So everything of legitimate need, God created what was needed. So how then does Satan suggest, as he did to Eve, that God was withholding from her? You get what I'm saying? How then do we go through trials and tribulations and we allow the enemy to suggest to us that we need something from the outside to help us with our problems on the inside? Because he didn't create us.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't create, he's never, and he's not really meeting legitimate needs. So, but we constantly go on the outside looking for things. And like I was saying, it's ironic because we're speaking about this. And this morning, I woke up this morning, and I haven't been on social media that much for some reason over the last week or two. I really haven't been on there that much. I'll drop something here, drop something there, and I keep going. And I don't practice doing selfies. You know, I don't practice doing selfies. And I'm not speaking against anybody to do selfies. That's fine. But I don't practice doing selfies, but every blue moon I'll get in this, you know, I just get in this mode to drop a selfie, just letting people know, hey, I'm still here. And this morning was one of those days. And when I dropped this, and it was quick. I was at a stop sign, shouldn't even have my phone, but I was there for a while. And I took the selfie, and when I took the selfie, I heard this. On the third day she rose, this is when she realized that her life was written with love, for love, and by love. It's finished. In the word of God, it says it's already done. It's finished. So we are a manifestation of the finished work. And if we start thinking like that, and that's not just poetry saying it, there's scriptures that back what I'm saying because it's completed. On the seventh day, everything was God seen everything he did, and it was good. It was done. This work was done. And so in it being done, and if we really understand that we are the manifestation of the finished work, we know the end of the story. So when you know the end of the story, if you're reading a good book and you already know the end of the story, you already know how it's going to play out. And we may not know the details. We may not know how this bill is. And I'm just using something tangible. I don't know how this bill is going to get paid. I know one thing. This bill is $300, and I know right now that I have $120. I'm $180 short. And I don't know how this bill is going to get paid. But I've got to know the end of the story. And how this bill is going to get paid is not the end of the story. The end of the story is how the bill get paid. Did that make sense, or do I need to repeat that?
No, that makes perfect sense to me. You know, when you just said that, it brought to my mind Isaiah 30, 20 through 22. And it says, although the Lord has given you bread of privation and water of oppression, he, your teacher, will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left, and you will defile your graven images overlaid with silver and your molten images platened with gold. You will scatter them as impure thing and say to them, be gone. And I read the whole thing because when you think about the graven images and overlaid silver and just anything that's, when you have graven images, it's talking about things that you hold dear to yourself or hold more holy or more real than you hold Christ, than you hold God. And so when you can turn away from, like Coach D was saying, when you can turn away from, even though you're going through, when you can turn away from those things that you're going through and you can tap into hearing from God and letting him direct you. And she brought out the scripture that God had already created and already finished everything, and he said it is good. And he didn't say it was so kind of good. He didn't say it might be a little bit good. He said it is good. And so when he's saying that and he can direct you and he's telling you, walk this way. This is the way to walk. Walk ye in it. If we choose not to hear and choose not to take those directions, we are going to be more oppressed than we think that we already are. Because we've decided, it's like when you're listening to your navigation, and your navigation says, turn right here. You know, turn right at the next street in 400 feet. Make a right turn. And we pass up that right turn. Now it's telling us to make a U-turn. And it may be telling us 20 minutes to make a U-turn. Or hop along. And now we're going through so many different ways. And had we just went the way that we were supposed to go in the first place, we would have all this less issues or these less challenges. And some of you might be saying, well, my navigation, it'll tell me the wrong way, or it'll tell me this way or this or that way. And it could be your navigation is telling you, you know, the shortest way or the fastest way or the quickest way to get to something, whatever it may be. You're looking for direction. You're looking for guidance. trust the guidance that God has given you, because he is going to tell you to walk you in it. We have to hear his voice. We have to hear from him more. Coach D mentioned a specific word, and it was said, she said, we're going to everybody else to go searching for words, searching for God's words. God is trying to put a word inside of you. God is trying to change the words that you have inside of you already. He's trying to change your reality. He's trying to change your mind. And your mind is so concentrated on, I wish they would just call me, or I can't get over this loss. You guys don't understand this loss that I've been through. I don't understand, and I'm not going to profess to you that I understand, but I can tell you that God understands. Guarantee you God understands. And you might be saying, oh, I've tried to take it to God, and ain't nothing changed. What are you holding on to more? You're taking it to God. You take it to God. You put it down. You pick it back up and take it away with you when you leave? Or are you taking it to God and you leaving it at the throne? And you letting him minister to that hurt and that pain and that depression and that stress that's inside of you. Because I can guarantee you, if you're still going through it, that means you have not left it with God. That means you keep picking it up and you're trying to be your own graven image. You're trying to be your own God. You're trying to lord over that thing that's in your life, that hurt, that pain, that depression. You're lording over it. You're not letting Lord go over it, God lord over it, because he says he is your peace. He is your strength. Is your joy. All of these things that he is, if you're not experiencing it, it's because you need to somehow find out how to let God lord over that thing in your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have one of our listeners wanted me to repeat, and I hope I can repeat it exactly, listener. But basically what I was saying before, that was a good word. Look, I don't know if I can even repeat it after what Minister Don said, because what I'm going to right now is what you were saying, Minister LeDon, is letting the Lord be letting God be the Lord over that thing in your life, not us being the Lord over it. And what scripture came to me while you were saying that was the scripture that tells us that God, you know, that he'll keep no good and doesn't withhold from those who righteously upright. And and you know, when you're a believer and you've accepted Christ, and you know, sometimes these big words can scare us. So when you hear words like holy and righteous and, you know, righteousness and things like that, a lot of times, I mean, let's just keep it real. I'm going to keep it real because I can remember being, you know, starting my walk and hearing words like that. And they were intimidating because I was like, I can't be holy and I can't be righteous. And, you know, those were just intimidating words. And I remember hearing somebody minister and them telling me, you know, saying, you know, they were righteousness, and righteousness is simply making right choices. A little bit more feasible. That sounds a little bit more attainable. When I hear that, right choices, we all can make right choices. So when you're making right choices before God, and right choices mean being obedient and you know, and following God and doing what God is telling you to do, and he's saying he'll keep no good thing from us. So when you were saying that, that's what came to my mind, because a lot of times we lord over things and externalize things because we're scared, you know, that we're going to lose out on something. We're not going to get something. And the fear is fear, you know, a fear of losing something bad, you know, happening. And so I just thought that scripture, Psalms 84:11, was, you know, was good in saying that, hey, when you're standing upright with God, that he'll keep no good thing from you. He won't withhold anything. But as the caller was asking, is what I was saying is that when we know that God in Genesis, the first chapter of Genesis, is pretty done, finished. Work was finished. And so when we come on the scene, we become the manifestation of the finished work. Adam was the manifestation of God's finished work. And so when we know it's finished, not just us being the manifestation of God's work, when the work is finished, it's finished. God already told the story. The end of the story. We know the beginning. We know the beginning of the story. We know the end of the story. God is not left to right. God is right to left. And so I'm saying that to say, for example, so I'm saying something more tangible, something that you can really, that's practical. Saying that to say is that you're struggling financially, and you know you have a bill to pay, and you know that you don't have enough money. You know that. You don't, you know, you know, you have to get to, we got to get to a point that we know that that bill is going to be paid. We don't know, you know, you don't know the exact details, like this story of the world, you know, Genesis to Revelation. We know that the end, God wins, but we don't know all the little intricate details in between. And the same thing in the natural. We may not know all the intricate details, but when we know God, we got to trust that God is going to do what he said he would do. We got to stand on his promises. Oftentimes, I believe it's hard for us to stand on God's promises and trust him to do what he's going to do because we're so outwardly. We're looking at things on the outside, and the things on the outside then begin to define who we are and what we believe. And we say we're believers. We say we trust God. We say we have faith. We say all this cute stuff. But do you really have faith? Do we really have faith? Absolutely not at most times. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and things not seen. But we want to see the stuff, to believe it. I need to see it. I need to see God. How you gonna pay this bill for me to be for me to have faith that it's gonna get done? But that's not the way faith works. You can't see it. It's an evidence. Evidence is proof. The definition of evidence is proof. So the one thing that's proof about faith is the evidence of things not seen.
Ooh. Amen. Amen. You know. Say that again.
About faith, the one thing that's proof about faith is the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, and it really just, all this is just tying all together because, again, God is a God of now. When we're depressed, when we're de-stressed, when we're holding, again, like Coach D said, we're holding on to the things of on the outside. We're holding on to things that maybe have happened in the past, and we're still worried about it now. But if you are walking in faith, or you are wanting to walk in your faith, you have to walk according to that it's already finished. And if it's already finished, then you're not looking for looking around being stressed. You're walking in the praise of, you know what, yesterday my heart may have been hurting so much, but today I feel a little bit better. And tomorrow I feel a little bit better. Instead of concentrating on the discouragement, concentrating on the things that were gone, the things that are lost. It may be people that have been that you've lost, and you're concentrating on how bad the loss was instead of concentrating on how good the having them here was, or how good you can feel today in remembering, and you know, just different things like that. You can concentrate on just the goodness of God. And that will take you from one moment to the next moment to the next moment, which is taking you from glory to glory to glory. Right now I feel a little bit better. You know what? In this moment I feel a little bit better. And you keep concentrating on the glory, the grace, the mercy, the peace of God, instead of concentrating on the bad things. And I guarantee you, you will get to that place where you're so far from what once was, that issue, that challenge, that you don't even know, you don't can't even remember how it was to be in the midst of it, kept you away from it, and it's taking you away from it. But you have to, again, walk ye in it. You can't walk in the grace of God and walk in the stress of the situation and the challenge. You have to choose one way or the other. And I know it's hard. Both Coach D and I have said throughout this show, we understand the difficulties. And it's not that we have not been there ourselves, but we're giving you tools that will help you to get away from there. And I know we've been going on and on in the show, and, you know, I definitely know that Coach D wants to open up the phones for any callers, but I just had to get that out.
Amen. Well, I am going to give our callers an opportunity, but I tell you, callers, if you want to sit shyly and not say, I understand it, I get it, maybe you're just stilling away and being still and knowing that God is, you know, and knowing that he is God, and that's great. But I want to give an opportunity for our callers who are listening in. If you have a comment, a question, if you want to bless us with something, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment. Maybe you need prayer. You know, maybe you just need prayer, because our prayer for you tonight is not going to even be praying for your situation and your circumstances. Our prayer tonight is that you find, that you tap in to that inner encourager, that you tap in to that inner encourager so that you could begin to, you know, I lay hands on myself. When I'm feeling, you know, when I'm going through a challenge, I'm sick, headache, I lay hands on myself and I begin to pray for me. I pray for those, that, you know, that challenge, the aches, the pains. I pray, you know, and I receive my healing through my prayer. You know, sometimes we just go, you know, not, we just need to learn how to go to the throne of grace on our own, you know, and pray and lift up our situations and stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. It's always together. The word of God tells us to come together, you know, or go, you know, to go to our elders. And, you know, it's okay to go to people for prayer. It's okay to go to people to be encouraged. You know, there's people that have the gift of exhortation. There's people that have a gift to encourage. But there comes a time in this walk. There comes a time in this walk where you got to get off the milk. There comes a time in this walk where we can't no longer sit down and be breastfed. We have to get to the solid foods, because just as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. You know, a baby is born and it's on milk, it's on formula, it's breastfed by the mother, maybe not breastfed, but bottle fed. Have you ever seen a newborn go from being a newborn to being grown, still being bottle fed or breastfed? Not a healthy person. You know, I'm not talking about somebody that may have had a disease or a disability from their birth that caused them to not grow, but I'm talking about a healthy individual goes from stages. And we, you know, so this is just another stage in our walk. We have to be learning how to encourage ourselves, inspire ourselves. This has got a lot of background noise. So we have to be able to encourage ourselves and inspire ourselves and we got to be able to be still and hear God. You know, that's how we get our answers. And if you ain't heard them, then be still a little longer and let him tell us. And sometimes, guess what? Don't be discouraged when he don't give us the answers, because sometimes I think what he want to tell us is TMI. We want too much information. You know, we don't want to just see the cake. We want to know what's the ingredients, how you made it, how it's going to be made, how long you're going to leave it in the oven. And sometimes he just saying, just sit back and stop asking. We tell our kids that. And we his kids. Sometimes we tell our kids, You know what? Stop asking so many questions. You know you get ready to go on a road trip, and you know you're going on a road trip. Kids know they're going on a road trip, and you might even tell them, we're going to Disneyland, and they're excited. So from the time you leave the house to the time you get to your destination, it's questions. Are we there yet? When we going to get there? How long is it going to take? I mean, you get these, and that's the way we do God. And then when he don't give us an answer, we go call somebody else. Well, God ain't telling me, so now I'm supposed to call Minister LaDon. But how long do it take? How long should it take? And then depending on what she's going through, I might get the wrong answer.
Amen.
So we have to learn how to really start tapping in to that inner encourager, tapping into hearing what God has to say and letting him encourage us and letting him push us, you know, push us and encourage us and just knowing who he is. You know, we got to know who he is, too. And you know, Psalm chapter 34, verse 18 tells us, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. See, when you start learning the very character of God, then you'll find that it gets easier for us to tap in.
Amen. You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm done.
I was going to mention, you know, you said something very key. When we start knowing the very character of God, it starts becoming easier to tap in. A lot of us know God's ways, but we don't know his character. We know his acts, things that he has done, but we don't know the character of God. We don't know who God is to us and for us. We know what he's done for other people. We know, you know, he talks to other people, and we feel like he doesn't talk to us, or I can't hear when he talks to us or to me. And so you need to know the character of God, just like Coach D said. That's going to be very key in your finding your way to peace, is getting to know the character of God, what God thinks about you, how God feels about you. And you don't need me to tell you. You don't need Coach D to tell you. If you open up your Bible and you start reading your Bible, you will begin to know how God feels about you in particular. Because when his word says, for God so loved the world, yes, he's talking about you. That's your name in there. When God says you don't even know the plans or the thoughts that he has for you, he's talking about you. When God says trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, he's talking about you. And you is each and every last one of us on this phone in particular, because when Jesus went to that cross, he went to that cross and shed his blood to cover you. Whether you believe it or whether you don't believe it, you don't have to believe it. The act of what he did was to cover you. Your believing it is for you. Because when you begin to believe that God cares that much about you, you can begin to believe that there's hope and there's a way through the situation that you're going through. End of the storm.
Wow, that is awesome. That's awesome, sis. Well, we didn't have any callers that wanted to make a comment. Again, we're going to give you an opportunity. We are coming towards the end of our show. This has been some rich dialogue. I'm praying that those who are listening in, that you really, that this has been a blessing for you and that you could take what has been said and apply it. Because what we're learning is that in the body, there's a whole lot of knowledge that's going forth. There's a whole lot of truth. The Bible is full of truth. I'm going to say that again. The Bible is full of truth. And there have been people that's been sitting up under the truth for 30 and 40 years, and still they're not transformed. Why is that? Why is people sitting up under the truth and not transformed? Because it's revelation that transforms. Truth is where God's been. Revelation is where God is. And you want to get into that now place, where God is now, what God's doing now, and get into that now place with God so that you can begin to be transformed, that you can get revelation knowledge. Like I was going to say, there's a lot of knowledge going forth. There's a lot of truth, a lot of knowledge, but we know knowledge unapplied is just a lot of information. In order for knowledge to become more than just information, it has to be applied, then it becomes wisdom. And so we could listen to shows, we could go to conferences, we could go sit up in church on Sundays, Bible study on Wednesdays, but if we're not taking the knowledge that we're getting and applying it to our lives, then you're just full of information. The book, a Bible, Amen. Is a book. It's just a book with a bunch of words. And the only way that those words become rhema, life, is by the very presence of God in your life. Because the God in you ignites the words on those pages, that those words then become life. If the God in you is not governing, then that's why you just got a book with words, and that's why you see so many people. Have you ever met people that know the Bible? They know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. They could tell you scriptures and everything, but their life is ineffective. And you'd be wondering, when I was young, I used to say, oh, he's saved. He know the word. Ooh, I mean, he'd be sitting up just, ooh, he know the word. Because that was the basis. He knew the word, but he just knew the letter. She just knew the letter. And the word of God tells us that the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. We have to have the spirit of God residing on the inside of us to give us revelation of the word on the outside of us so that that word becomes power. So then
Amen.
when we say faith, then we can see faith. And faith becomes that's something we could do, because now we understand it, we see it, because the spirit of God on the inside to us reveal what faith looks like. The spirit of the thing. I'm going to say this. I'm saying this. If my mentor is listening in, I'm saying it. I got this from my mentor, Vertical Lee. When I say table, and I share this, of course my sis, Minister LaDon, knows where I'm going. But I shared this with one of my sisters over the weekend. I said, when I say table, do you what you see? I shared it with one of my brothers. And I said, I can't remember which one said, well, I see the Lord's Supper. I said, but what does your table look like? And they began to describe their table. And it was, some people's table was round, some people's tables was square, rectangle. Some people's tables have four legs and four chairs. Some people's table has six chairs. People began to describe their table. When I said table to them, the first thing that came in their minds was their table. And they began to describe it. So when I said table to them, they didn't see T-A-B-L-E. They seen the perception. They seen the spirit of it, not the letter. And that's the way we got to be with the word of God. That's the way we got to be with the still. So when God said, be still and know that I'm God, that don't mean nothing if we in the letter. That don't mean nothing to somebody that's in the letter. But if you're in the spirit and God say, be still and know that I'm God, then that begins to speak to you. You begin to get a picture. Every time I've been still to know that God is God, I begin to get pictures. I don't get the letter. I begin to get pictures of whatever that thing is that was heavy on my heart that caused him to say, be still. And I begin to get a picture of healing. I begin to get a picture of all my needs being met according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I begin to get a picture that greater is Jesus Christ in me than the evil in the world. I begin to get pictures. And when I begin to get pictures, you can do what you can see. So start getting pictures. Start stealing away. You can't get this stuff unless you're stealing away. unless you're being still and being quiet. Our whole life can't be about praying. And I know God said pray without ceasing, and that's not really the definition what I mean when he said prayer without ceasing, but I'm saying prayer is our communication to God. Worship is God's communication. And you got to be able to be still in worship, be silent, because worship is not praise. There is praise and there's prayer, but there's worship. And worship is those still moments. Worship is that time where you prostrate before God and you're quiet. That's the time where you're listening to him. And how many of us worship weekly? You know, all of us pray every day, most of us. We all run in our mouths talking to God about what we need, what need to take place, how he need to heal the world, heal sister so-and-so, restore sister so-and-so. But how many of us worship? How many of us get in that quiet place where we just bow down before him and we allow him to pour into us, where we allow him to talk to us, where we just be still and listen to what he, that's the still away time. That's that still away time, just being still and knowing he's God. Because I'm telling you, it's in those places that we get our answers. Because if we praying, that's the problem. Not that prayer is the problem. That's the problem for us that we're constantly asking. We're constantly talking at God, talking at God, talking at God. And then we say, he ain't answering my prayer. No, he ain't answered your prayer because you ain't listening. You ain't been still long enough to hear what he has to say to you. I'm not just saying this to the people listening in. What I'm saying to you goes for me too. It speaks to me. It ministers to me. So if you got a situation going on in your life and you ain't got an answer to it yet, be still.
You know, the key thing.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you touched on something key when you said, be still and know that I am God. And you said, we'll pray, asking for God to answer our prayers, still are not still enough to know that he's God. So we continue asking the same prayer over and over again, and not because we're not getting the answer, but we're not allowing him to be God. And the answer may not be delivered as we see fit, but that goes back into the knowing that he is God. Not we're God, but God is God. And his ways are not our ways, and his ways are above our ways.
Right.
And he, amen. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Well, awesome show. We just awesome. I don't know, Minister LaDonna, is there anything else you want to say? I know we're getting, I think we just lost Minister LaDon. I think she lost her connection. So I want to just thank our listening audience for tuning in on tonight. I believe that God has spoken, that God has said what God is going to say. I pray that for all who was listening into tonight's show, that there was a revelation that took place for you tonight. Minister LaDon, is there anything that you want to say in closing? We are at the end of our show. I'm going to check one more time with our listening audience, because we do have, you know, we do have an audience that's listening in via phone and, of course, also the internet. But for the ones listening in on the phone, I just want to give you an opportunity again, because, you know, if you have a comment or question, please dial 1 on your dial pad. We always try to give our listening audience, specifically those who call in, an opportunity to ask questions or make comments. We are here also as our sister's keepers to be able to pray with you. So definitely we appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening in weekly. Please let us know if there are certain topics that you would like to hear addressed on Woman to Woman. Please feel free to shoot us an email at W2W, so that's the letter W, the number 2, the letter W, at mycoachd, mycoachb.net. Again, that's www@mycoachb.net. We always looking for, you know, we would definitely consider your topic, your story. We look for guests. So if you're interested in being a guest on any of our shows on the MCD Network, send us an email. You know, send us your bio. Tell us your story, because we're always looking for stories that give God the glory. Amen. Minister Lee.
Amen. The only thing that I want to leave our listening audience with is, you know, you guys usually tune in and you hear us giggling, you hear us laughing, and, you know, that same spirit is with us. Tonight's show was just so powerful. And so, you know, you might think, okay, they got serious tonight, but I really want you guys to know that God is really serious about you being delivered from that challenge and that situation that you're going through. So even if you don't want to leave a comment on tonight's show, which, you know, prayerfully, if you do leave a comment tonight, you might be encouraging somebody else. So that's why we always encourage people to press one and leave a comment, or if you have a question, we don't want you to go away from the show tonight having a burning question that didn't get answered. But definitely, if there's one, you can listen to this show again. If you heard something that you really that really blessed you, you could pardon me. You can listen to the show again. The link will be posted right after the show. And or you can always send an email if you have a question that you would like to have answered later. I'm sorry, I keep coughing. But definitely, we thank you guys for joining us. And Coach D has some other closing remarks about other powerful tools that will help you out throughout the week.
Amen. Well, we just thank you for tuning in tonight. And we just ask that you continue to tune in to our weekly broadcast. We have three broadcasts weekly at the MCB Network. We have Mondays, Relentless Pursuit, and Relentless Pursuit is with Philandus Harris and Tamika Sanders, and they are touching the millennial generation. They are bringing topics and subject matters that's important to that generation. And you could tune in and hear them on Monday evenings at 6:30 p.m. All of our times are Pacific Standard Time. Again, at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, of course, you have Woman to Woman with Minister LaDon and Coach D, where we're bringing topics that matter to women. We are trying to encourage our sisters. We are trying to empower and educate our sisters that we could begin to break down some of those barriers that keep us stagnant, that keep us in constant conflict with one another. We are breaking down the spirit, you know, breaking down the spirits of jealousy and backbiting and backstabbing and all those things that women have been known to do that cause separation. So we are trying to bring a unity of sisterhood because we are sisters keepers, and that's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And then on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m., we have Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. And Processing the Pain is basically, it's non-gender based. So that show is for men and women. And basically the show is just helping people to get past life's pains. Life is full of pains. We're going to have pains as long as we live. But Processing the Pain is giving people hope. It's giving people hope to be able to process through that pain so that they don't become stagnant and bitter and angry and frustrated in life and get stagnant to the point where they're not pursuing purpose. And if you're not pursuing purpose, you can't experience the promises of God. The promises of God is connected to purpose. And purpose cannot be pursued if you're in pain. So we're helping you on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. get past life's pains. Amen. And so with that being said, I want to tell on this show about May, Minister LaDon. I know this is Woman to Woman, but I want to tell our audience on Woman to Woman, just keep an eye out because the book, Processing the Pain, should be hitting the market very soon. And I'll start speaking more about it. Come closer. I said I would be finished with that book by the end of spring 2016, and that's coming up. May the 21st is the end of spring, and that I plan on that book being completed, and I'm planning on having it on the marketplace. I'm letting you guys know that the show Process in the Pain, this network, everything you hear was birthed out of this book that I wrote, and it's going to be, I'm telling you, God has already told me with this book there's going to be an anointing on this book. This was a promise from God that as long as I'm obedient and do what he tells me to do, he said there's an anointing on this book that when people read this book, they will receive immediate deliverance.
Amen.
So I'm letting you know that when I start saying, hey, you better place your order, you better get your order in, because I believe that this is going to be this book is going to be a number one bestseller, and not because just the book, not because it just, but because of the anointing on the book, and it's the anointing that breaks the yoke.
Amen.
So we love you all. We thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week. Be blessed.
Bye. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Here we go.
Diamonds to woman, songs of light we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Sing it again. Woman to woman,
woman,
songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman, yeah. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Oh.